It's Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. Officials at Grand Canyon National Park have suspended overnight hotel stays due to a major break in the pipeline that brings drinking water to the South Rim. Starting Sunday, popular lodging options like the El Tovar Hotel and the Bright Angel and Yavapai Lodges will be closed for all nighttime accommodations. Spigots will also be turned off at Mather Campground with only dry camping available. This will not impact hotel services in Tucson and outside the park. A fire ban will also go into effect for the South Rim and Inner Canyon due to the limited water access. Park officials say the 12.5-mile Trans Canyon water line is not pumping any water to the South Rim at this time. A dozen U.S. senators are raising concerns about how staffing cuts in the U.S. Forest Service are impacting wildfire prevention. In a letter to agency chief Tim Scholz, Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona and others warn that the reductions are slowing projects in some of the most high-risk areas. The lawmakers noted that wildfire risk reduction work completed this year is about 40% behind in comparison to previous years. More than a quarter of firefighting jobs were unfilled as of last summer, which the senators say threatens public safety, health, and the economy. Work on an overpass to help wildlife navigate Interstate 17 safely is about halfway done. Construction of the nearly $16 million project started in May and should be completed by next fall. Crews will pause for winter and then resume work next year. ADOT says the concrete deck has been poured over the 100-foot-wide bridge, which will be covered with soil, grass, and plants to help wildlife cross over the highway. The area 12 miles south of Flagstaff accounted for more than half of the crashes involving wildlife in a roughly 40-mile stretch from 2018 to 2022. Officials say a mysterious Thanksgiving Day explosion near Camp Verde was a group of veterans shooting and blowing up a 6-foot inflatable turkey. The Camp Verde Marshal's office received multiple calls about a large blast near a rural stretch of U.S. 260 Thursday, with some people reporting it sounded like a plane explosion. Investigators traced the smoke and sound to a local gun club. They told Verde News that they were filming a holiday commercial for the shop and had filled explosive targets with orange chalk. No one was injured, but Verde News reports residents as far as Rimrock and Cornville felt and heard the blast. The group Trout Unlimited has broken ground on a nearly $2 million meadow restoration project in the White Mountains. The work near the Alpine community is intended to rehabilitate the Thompson Burrow Meadow, burned by the 2011 Wallow Fire on the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest. Trout Unlimited says the wildfire impacted the area's watershed and caused the loss of fish and wildlife habitats. The group hopes to restore 3.5 million acres of stream and 128 acres of wet meadows. For the first phase, crews will install wooden structures to help the water meander naturally through the meadow. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is suing online retailer Temu and its parent company PDD Holdings over allegations that the Chinese shopping giant is stealing customers' data. She announced the lawsuit during a news conference yesterday. Mays alleges the app deceives customers about the quality of its low-cost products and collects sensitive data without the user's consent, like GPS locations and a list of other apps on their phone. Arkansas, Nebraska, and Kentucky have outlined similar complaints in separate lawsuits filed in those states. Mays is calling for Arizonans to delete their Temu accounts and scan their devices for malware. Governor Katie Hobbs will again attempt to reform Arizona's school voucher system in her policy and budget priorities early next year. Republican lawmakers have repeatedly stopped Hobbs' past attempts to install guardrails on the program and eliminate it entirely. Any major changes will likely be rejected by the Republican majority legislature again this year, many of whom voted to expand the Empowerment Scholarship Account program to all students in 2022 in the first place. Regardless, Hobbs says she still intends to target the program as part of her budget proposal. The Democratic governor pledged earlier this year that high-income households would be ineligible for vouchers.
From Arizona Public Radio and Flagstaff, I'm meteorologist Lee Bowen. Cold one out there today. We have a mostly moisture-starved cold front moving through the region. Light snow showers out there today from the Grand Canyon country south and eastward through Flagstaff into the Mogollon Rim country into the White Mountains. Also, some light snow for the high deserts of eastern Arizona. Snowfall amounts generally less than an inch. The storm exits mid-evening tonight. Cold overnight, chilly tomorrow. Mild weather returns Friday into the weekend ahead.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.